Welcome to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications, your source for lobbying, compliance, ethics, campaign finance, and election news from across the country.
Hello, I am Michael Beckett, Associate Director of Research Services for State and Federal Communications. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about a value-added benefit our subscribers receive called Ask an Expert. This is a button that you can access from any entry of the website. From your dashboard, decide which book you would like to select, lobbying compliance, for example, and then click into the jurisdiction you want to view. Once there, the Ask an Expert button will be on the top right. You can use this button to ask questions to clarify information you find in the website. I'd like to share a recent example of a question we received. The question is, an employee who is registered as a federal lobbyist would like to make a contribution to a current state senator running for mayor in a Tennessee city. I know lobbyists are prohibited from making contributions to state lawmakers, but to confirm, does this only apply to lobbyists registered in Tennessee and not federal lobbyists? So the first step in analyzing questions like this is to ask what laws apply. So the question mentions a federal lobbyist. Also, that this federal lobbyist wants to give to a state senator running for mayor. So first I want to make sure there's no federal law that would prohibit a federal lobbyist from giving to local candidates. In fact, there's not. So we can cross that off the list. Running for mayor, is there a local law in that Tennessee city? In this case, there is no local law applicable. So now we go back to the question as asked, and that is about Tennessee's state restriction on lobbyists giving contributions to a state senator. We know that state senator is running for local office, so we will want to make sure that the restriction applies down to the local level, down to a local candidate. In fact, the state restriction does extend to this scenario, even though the lawmaker is running for local office. So we have the law. We know it applies to the recipient of the contribution. Now, would the restriction apply to the donor of the contribution, this federal lobbyist? Like many of our Ask an Expert questions, it comes down to definitions. So digging into the Tennessee lobbying definitions, we get the definition of lobbyist as any person who engages in lobbying for compensation. Great, not very helpful. We have to keep going down, peel the layers of the onion to find our answer. Lobbying means to communicate directly or indirectly with any official in the legislative branch or executive branch for the purpose of influencing any legislative action or administrative action. Still no answer. We have to go a little bit further into the definitions of administrative action and legislative action, with both of those definitions including taking on any recommendation or report or action or making any decision by an official in the executive or legislative branch of state government. So that's our clue. That's what we've been waiting to find. A federal lobbyist is not excluded from giving a contribution to a state senator running for mayor in a Tennessee city because the definitions exclude a federal lobbyist from the restriction. But there's always more facts that can change the answer. We want to make sure that federal lobbyist is not wearing additional hats. If the federal lobbyist is otherwise engaged in lobbying at the state level or has an agreement to lobby in Tennessee, then that individual would potentially be restricted from giving a contribution in this scenario. So we have our answer, but in this case, like many questions we receive, we reach out to our friends at the Ethics Commission and confirm that we have read the definitions and the scenario correctly. So keep those questions coming. Again, just wanted to share a little bit more about a value-added benefit we call Ask an Expert. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications. For more news, visit lobbycomply.com. To learn more about how we can guide you along the road to compliance, visit stateandfed.com. Lobby Comply Pod is produced by Joe May and John Sponarelli.